I mentioned earlier that we're going to be talking about brands tonight, but my first question for you guys is, who knows what a type is?
A type is what type of character you can play.
Okay, in what sense of the word?
Like an ingenue or something else.
Okay. All right, close. Anybody have something that they want to add? Yeah, Faye, go ahead. Stand up. Stand up. You got to be active.
A type is like what you play, but it's based off what you look like.
Okay, excellent. Anybody else want to have anything to add?
It's what people are going to automatically like group you in.
Right.
So like what other people think of you, more importantly.
Were you going to say something?
I think a type is like a range of emotions and kind of character traits that you can portray.
Okay. So everybody kind of has a general idea. Faye was very close on it. It is what you look like. So it's your physical features as perceived by other people, what they see you playing, essentially. So do you look like you could play a cop? Do most people see you as that? Do you look like you could play a cop? Do you look like you could play a nerd character? Or a serial killer character. it's what do people see you as, okay? So literally a look, okay? Like a physical feature. Now, on the other hand, who knows what an archetype is?
The archetype would be more along the character traits, like the type is cop. Archetype would be funny cop, nerdy cop.
Caring
cop, yeah. All different types of cops.
Okay, anybody else have anything that they want to add? Yes.
Villain, protagonist, antagonist, those type of people.
Okay.
Arcs of the show.
Yeah, exactly. So an archetype essentially is the, almost in a sense, personality type of a character and their role in a story. So the villain, the hero, those are archetypes. And they're also a little bit based on personality too. Like, what type of hero are you? You're the protagonist of the show, but are you actually the villain of the show, right? So, for instance, like House of Cards, who's seen that, right? That guy, he's like crazy and horrible, but you still root for him because of the protagonist, and you're like, I want to see him reach his goals, okay? So that's kind of an archetype, is what role does the character play in the story? Lastly, who knows what a brand is? Yes.
Like Trump. Trump is like a brand. The Trump brand.
Okay.
Because his name is all over the place. So that's like a brand.
Okay, so.
Something like Kellogg's. Well, no,
or
like
Trump.
He's the Trump brand is like, you see the name Trump.
Yeah.
And it just brings to mind just something like elegance. You know.
Okay. So everybody has different now, obviously, perspectives on what Trump means since the election. However, previous to the election, when you hear the word Trump and you see the gold lettering, you think like fancy, elegant, whatever, right? We don't know him that well. Now people have different perspectives on that. But that's correct in a sense. A brand is totally like a look or a feel or something that you get out of something. Does anybody have anything that they want to add to brand? Yes.
So as an actor, your brand is your type plus your personality equals your brand, which is what you as an actor bring to the table as your service.
Okay, great. She's been to class before. Your brand is essentially mixing your type plus, in a sense, your archetype or your personality, okay? So what you look like and what your personality is combined create your brand. And we're going to go into more detail about how this works soon. Essentially, once you've found your brand, that definition of yourself or how very specifically you define yourself is what leads you to become an expert in your particular area, and that makes you memorable and stand out. You'll start standing out to people who are hiring you, like casting directors. Your type, again, your look, your archetype, personality, and the roles that you'd like to play in films, okay? Do you like playing the protagonist or the villain? All right, combine them, you get your brand. When you're typing yourself, obviously you don't want to play something that you look completely different in. Just as a very quick recap, if you are 70 or 80 years old, you obviously don't want to try to go in and play a high school student, right? You know, if you are one ethnicity, you don't want to try to play a different ethnicity. If you're one ethnicity, you don't want to try to go for another one. If you're super athletic or more overweight, you don't want to try to audition for the opposite role because you're just never going to get the part. And a lot of actors, they get into their head like, oh, I don't look like this awesome action star, and that means that that's a really bad thing. So just because you don't look like what in your mind you believe to be like the coolest role that you would want to have doesn't mean that that's bad. It means that you just have to market yourself as such. So if you feel like being more overweight is bad, but you are overweight, don't like be trying to audition for athletic characters, you know, go for the overweight characters, because it doesn't matter. You can get those. You could slowly start changing your health or whatever by going to the gym, doing whatever you want. But at least this way you're going in for stuff that you're gonna constantly get, you know, callbacks for, because you actually look like the part that they're going for.